What's good? What's popping? It's your boy Fresh SMP. And I just want to send a shout out to Grown Folks Talking Silk Podcast, Kane the Destroyer, the number one, the forever champion. I just want to send some love to his page and show him that, hey, I'm with you and I'm riding with you and you blessed, boy. Keep doing what you're doing. Holla.
Kane the Destroyer.
Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all. What is going on out there, man? I miss y'all. I bet y'all been like, man, where the hell this man's been? Yes, I've been having a lot of stuff going on. Hey, I do feel like I owe everyone a explanation on why I've been a little tied up or why I haven't posted in a couple weeks. Man, I've been having a whole lot going on, y'all. I promise I have. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my boy Fresh. Yes, he's been a long time listener. He's been with me from the jump. So he always, when he has a little time, he'll stop by and show some love or whatever. Yeah, Fresh, man, I appreciate you, man. I know you're going to be listening to this. But anyway, y'all, I've been having so much going on. Like, currently, I've been working with my fellow podcast that I typically go on a lot or do work for, which is the Midwest Marks podcast. That is a wrestling podcast. And you know, I dabble in a little bit of everything. But yeah, that's a wrestling podcast, but they also do reviews on anime and stuff like that. But their biggest thing is wrestling and basically everything wrestling. A lot of AEW stuff, a little bit of WWE, a little bit of New Japan, and all the other wrestling companies that's all out there. But I am currently over there working with the host Eli on the storyline between me and him. But yeah, man, I've been working with those guys a little while, but this little storyline we have, basically I am the champion on their platform. I'm the champion. I became champion a few months back and I've been active champion. So I had to lean a little more over and give their platform a little more attention. But it's really, really been fun, y'all, messing with those guys. They real, real cool over there. They be on Twitch, YouTube, they be on everything. It's so easy to scream and check them out. And they've been working with me and they've been teaching me a lot of stuff. And so, as that being said, I've been learning a lot of stuff so I can implement more stuff on my platform. Yes, and I have a lot of stuff going on that I'm gonna start doing real soon, and I can't wait for y'all to be able to check it out, man. But it's coming up real soon. I will get more deep in depth once we get closer in the time. I don't want to spoil it, y'all. I can't spoil it right now. But look at me, I'm jumping from subject to subject. But let me finish about the wrestling podcast. Man, there are some good guys over there. I'm currently champion. I'm working a character with those guys. The character I'm using is more of a heel character. I don't know, for the people out there that's familiar with wrestling terminology, you have your baby faces and you got your heels. Your baby faces are your good guys and your heels are your bad guys. So I've been working a heel champion type of thing going on. And now I'm converting back to a baby face champion, which I'm going against an even bigger heel, which is the owner. It's more like a Vince McMahon and Stone Cold type of thing going on. Man, I don't know what the hell we got going on over there, but obviously they people love it. They love it. We've been doing like a lot of promos and stuff. Yeah, it is real fun. We've been using YouTube a whole lot lately. And like I said, I'm very grateful to work with those guys and stuff. We got some stuff coming up in a few days where since I am champion, the forever champion, as Fresh would say, yeah, the forever champion. And we got something going on for WrestleMania prediction match or whatever. But it's cool. It's real, real cool. And I hope y'all, when y'all get a chance, y'all check us out on the Midwest Marks podcast. Check it out on YouTube, man. Check out some of the stuff I did, as well as the crew that they have over there. They have a pretty solid crew over there. So that's where I've been. Yeah, that's pretty much where I've been. I've been focusing, helping a friend out, you know, doing my thing. But I said it to say this. I cannot forget about my Grown Folks Talking Sip Podcast Nation. Cannot forget about y'all, man. Y'all thought it was over with? Y'all thought I was done? No, sir. But I'm getting better, baby. I'm getting better. Like I said, I'm learning a whole lot more stuff that I'm about to put into play. Like, very, very soon. But that's where I've been. That's what I've been having going on. I'm almost done working with those guys. I'll probably be done maybe this weekend sometime. Starting next week. I should be done for a little while with them, so I can focus more on my platform, you know. And plus, I also work as well, so I've just been kind of tied up, and I've been somewhere every which way. You know, normally, I do my episodes either late at night or on the weekend, but I had to go and do one during the week, y'all, because I miss y'all out there, man. And I know I've been having some crazy co-hosts and guests and stuff, man. Yeah, I've been having some crazy co-hosts and guests. Shout out to Cashmere Layla. Shout out to Miss Red. Shout out to Red X. Shout out to Mr. Headboard Punisher. Oh my god, man. I've been receiving a lot of views and downloads with my episode I did with Mr. Headboard Punisher. Y'all, hey, that's his name, y'all. That's his name he uses, so I gotta refer to him as that. But I've been getting a lot of buzz concerning episodes I did with him. Very funny guy, you know, very cool. But he's passionate about certain stuff, and once he get passionate about it, hey, that is it. That is it. But yeah, I've been having a whole lot of guests, and it's been a while since I've been solo dolo Marco Polo. But yeah, I'm currently working on stuff with other people. We're branching out more. I want to get more content out as well, but we branching out more. I'm starting my YouTube up. I need y'all to help me out on my YouTube, which is going to be Kane the Destroyer. I'm going to do little stuff for YouTube. I already got a few things already on it, so I need y'all to check that out. And, give me a like, subscribe. I'm stumbling over my words. Give me a like and subscribe, because I need all the help I can get y'all. But in the meantime, between time, I do also want to talk about something else. I know the whole freaking world is buzzing about the Oscars. About the Oscars and about the Will Smith and Chris Rock little thing they had going on. Especially on Twitter. I don't know if my listeners are on Twitter or whatever, but yeah, it's like freaking crazy on Twitter. And for the past couple days, I think it's starting to slow down a little bit, but yeah, that happened, y'all. That happened. And me personally, what I think about the whole ordeal, I didn't think it was that serious enough to get up and put your hands on someone, especially another man. And then I think he probably would have felt better if Will would have punched him, didn't slap him. Because a man just slapping another man in his face, that's very tasteless, and that is like mad disrespectful to me. If a man slapped me, you might as well would have spit in my face, because you're gonna take that same ass whooping if you did or not. Like personally, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think Will slapped the wrong person. He should have been slapping somebody else that was that was getting his wife. I'm just gonna throw it out there. You know, I got time today, so I might be crossing the line today. But yeah, I feel like he shouldn't put his hands on Chris Rock. Man, look at Chris Rock. If y'all look at Chris Rock, y'all, what point of time in your life did you ever think Chris Rock is a fighter? Just look at him. And you know, Will is a whole lot bigger than Chris. Man, Chris ain't finna fight shit. And yeah, but to me, I just thought that was crossing the line, because he went from laughing with everybody about the whole situation to just walking on stage and just slapping the man and stuff. And I don't think it was that serious to be able to just slap that man like that. Maybe I'm missing something, because I did not watch the full Oscars. I did not watch the full, because I was at my job. I was at work. And I just got people tagging me and telling me to check it out. And a couple of my coworkers actually got my attention, and they said, "Bro, did you check out the Oscars?" I'm like, "Nah, motherfucker, we at work. How the hell I'm gonna check out the Oscars? Just because y'all got time to bullshit don't mean I got time to bullshit." And they were like, "Man, you need to check it out. This and that, y'all, y'all, this. Whoop the woo." I said, "Okay, let me go check this stuff out." And then I seen what happened. It was classless. It was classless, man. Over your wife and stuff. I understand you feel like you protecting your wife, but bruh, your wife did and said a lot of shit about you. A whole lot. And you want to go jump on Chris Rock? Was this like a weak attempt to take out some of that frustration on Chris Rock out of anybody? So my question is, if he would have walked on this stage and hit Chris Rock in the face, I wonder if that would have been Dwayne The Rock Johnson said something like that, would he would have had that same energy? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I know damn well he wouldn't have had that same energy if that had been Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I seen something the other day on Facebook where people said the next host is going to be Mike Tyson. Oh my goodness. Bruh, y'all know damn well he for sure ain't finna walk up on Tyson. Man, Tyson, what, 50-something? And will still knock the hell out of you. But beside that, I did peep the end of it. I did peep when Will got the his little Oscar and stuff. But I mean, to me, the good and the bad, I think the bad kind of outweigh the good a little bit, because you did something that's probably never been done and probably won't be done after. If you was submitting your legacy by slapping a 125-pound man, then go right the fuck ahead. To me, I wasn't a big fan of it. I mean, it was a little funny, and I did see a lot of memes and videos that they came up with. Bruh, they came up with them so freaking fast. When I say so fast, people doing skits and stuff, everybody's talking about it. Yeah, I mean, everybody just talking about it. So I felt like I had to say something. And like on my platform, I cover any and everything. I think I'm gonna cover more current stuff, because I be having my own topics, but I think I'm gonna start covering a little more current stuff of what's going on, you know. And since my some of my time finna free up, I'll be able to post way more often now, and that will be a joy to post a little bit more often, so I can put out more content and have stuff ready for y'all to give me a listen, give me a like. And I'm also helping a friend of mine of the podcast, Joy Plus. He has some incredible instrumentals that I use on each episode. Y'all have to shop with this guy here, man. He is good, and he will. If you go through his stuff, he's on SoundCloud and all that stuff. If you go through his stuff and you see stuff that you just don't like this, don't like that, that man will make you one. But he has a ton of stuff going on, a ton of beats. But yeah, back to the Chris Rock and Will Smith ordeal. I give that a thumbs down. I wasn't feeling that at all. Yeah, I know I'm flipping back and forth because I got so much on my mind, y'all. I'm trying to get it all out. Yeah, I kind of miss being on my platform. So this is my little gift to y'all, where I'm telling y'all what's all going on. I can't tell y'all everything about what the future holds, but it's gonna be lit. I'm gonna be finishing up my first season real soon, and I'll be going to season two real soon, which season two, I'm gonna try to do a little more videos, more live streams. I'm doing all that stuff because I know y'all want to put a face with the voice, and and maybe some of these other voices that I be having on, especially the people that are reoccurring, the ones that always come through when they have an opportunity, man. So I imagine y'all would want to get a face with the voice. I mean, I would. But y'all can always check me out on Facebook, on Twitter. I be on Twitch. I play the game. I play games and stuff on Twitch. I don't be on Instagram as much, but I need to be on Instagram a little bit more. I do understand that. Man, yeah. I do want to introduce y'all to some more of my my guests, of people that are very talented in their own way and just kind of need a platform to be able to display their black excellence. Yeah, I'm pro black as hell, y'all. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I said, I'm just into helping people, period. You know, just helping people, period. And I just hope everything works out. Well, I don't hope. I know it's going to work out, you know. But I don't mean to switch subjects again, but I got a question for my listeners out there. What do y'all think about these outrageous ass gas prices? Man, bruh, I remember when I was younger, gas was like a dollar and something. Man, I used to beg my mama for a car. I used to have to beg the hell out of her, and then she'll finally get tired of me. And she's like, go on, get my car, boy. Put some gas in it. Boy, $5? Boy, I'm around the whole town with $5. And don't let me put 10 in that motherfucker. If I put 10 in that bitch, boy, I'm riding. Now, shit, you put 10, 5, any of that shit in your tank right now, see how far you get. You might get from one end of the street to the other end. Be honest with you, you ain't gonna get very far. And I think I'm gonna have to do an episode of me talking about the gas prices, this stuff going on with Russia and Ukraine, and I'm gonna have to do something, you know, regarding that. I'm gonna have to. Because it is a lot going on in the world, and we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. But I do miss y'all, man. But this is my first episode in a couple weeks, and I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna do something for y'all this weekend, y'all. I'm gonna have to do something this weekend. I'm gonna make time because I'm almost done with the other podcast. So I'm gonna be all y'all's once again. But I also want to give a shout out to my boy Joy Plus and to all my reoccurring guests. I want to give a shout out to everybody. I want to give a shout out to the Talking Sippers out there. And this is gonna conclude my episode for today. I might be a little rusty on my podcasting skills because I've been doing the little character thing, but we good, baby. And I know it's kind of early. I can't take a shot for y'all, but I do got a beer. So, let me pop this open. Cheers to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, for standing by me, for believing, and I'm not gonna let you down. I promise I'm not. But I'm gonna leave this on something I always say before I leave, and I'm gonna say it like in, out, gone. Peace, y'all.